Welcome back to Prophecy Today. I'm Jimmy DeYoung Jr. Along with Rick, we examine current events in the light of God's prophetic word. This last week, we had the passing of an elder statesman. As some of you might know, former director, executive director of Friends of Israel, Dr. Elwood McQuaid. And he was a very good friend of my father and our ministry. We knew him, worked with him in Israel several times, either on tours or with Day of Discovery Television. So I wanted to honor Dr. McQuaid. And as we do often, we honor my father, who has gone on, a statesman, and Dr. McQuaid. And I thought, you know what? I need to get a hold of my good friend, Paul Scharf. He is a Friends of Israel missionary. So, Paul, welcome back to the program today.
Thank you, Jimmy. It's always great to be with you.
Yes, sir. And first of all, I know we're catching you on the road. It doesn't sound like you're in a studio. So where are you now?
Jimmy, I have been the last couple of days at the Kalahari Resort near Wisconsin Dells, Wisconsin, for the Christian Home Educators of Wisconsin Conference. We had about 3,300 people registered here for this homeschool conference. It's been a real fascinating, challenging time, and I've really enjoyed representing the Friends of Israel here. Jimmy, we certainly desire to honor those, the legacy of those who have passed the faith to us, and I believe we do that best when we pass it forward to those who will come after us. And the genius of this message really comes from the man who gave so much to me and poured his life into me, my mentor, someone that our listeners will know well, Dr. John Whitcomb. And I credit him so much for all that he has given to me spiritually and biblically and theologically. And the legacy that I've received of teaching from him, really his life verse was 2 Timothy 2, verse 2. The things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. So my workshop was on how exactly do we do that? How do we pass the faith to the next generation in such a way that will honor the generation of those who have given to us? And how do we do that here in Satan's world, where God's word is so vulnerable to all of the evils of mankind, like the troubled sea that cannot rest? Dr. Whitcomb had the analogy that the Bible is God's ark of truth that floats on that troubled sea in a dangerous world in which we're attempting to preserve and pass along the whole truth in its completion to the next generation and make disciples.
Wow, what a great opportunity to do that. And that leads us right into this tribute that we want to do for Dr. Elwood McQuaid. He was the past director from 1989 to 2001 of Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry. And we could say the same thing about Dr. McQuaid, couldn't we?
That's right, Jimmy. I remember doing interviews with Dr. Doug Bookman, and asking him, he's now at Shepherd's Theological Seminary in Cary, North Carolina, but I've asked him about some of his time with the Friends of Israel, among other topics we've covered in interviews. And I believe it was he who said of Dr. McQuaid that he was very dynamic and very biblical. And everything I know of Elwood McQuaid that I've seen of his work, that I've experienced just in a limited way, boy, that sums up Elwood McQuaid. Very dynamic and very biblical, and that's really everything I aspire to be. And just as I have received from Dr. Whitcomb in a very personal way, I hope that people will look at my ministry and that it will ultimately be a small reflection of the power that the ministry of Elwood McQuaid exhibited for so many years.
You know, Paul, today on the program, we're going to play a clip from 2019, something that you and I teach regularly on this program, and you helped me do that, and I know this is what Friends of Israel teaches today. But this clip with my father and Dr. McQuaid back in 2019 almost sounds as if they are talking about what happens today in this world. And I think you'll find this very interesting. Why don't we go ahead and let's listen to two elder statesmen talking about the conditions which are in the world 2019, which are very much prevalent today in 2024.
Well, I mentioned Dr. Elwood McQuaid. What a longtime friend he has been, a dear partner in ministry many times. He was the director of the Friends of Israel ministry to the Jewish people, and he the editor of the unbelievable magazine that they produce. It's entitled Israel My Glory, and it's the best produced Christian magazine I've ever seen. I just can hardly wait to get my copy each and every time it comes out. Elwood, you know, this last week there was a very important meeting that took place at the Department of Justice in Washington, D.C. And the Attorney General was responsible for pulling the meeting together. In addition to that, he had the Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos. He had the Secretary of the Treasury and the FBI Director, Christopher Wray, at that particular meeting. And they were focused on anti-Semitism. Now, this was a key summit, was it not, Elwood?
Yes, it was. And the wonderment of it is, Jimmy, that we would ever have such a conference held in the United States of America. The Attorney General called this phenomenon that we are witnessing now in growing numbers is as a cancer, and I couldn't agree more. As we see the rise of anti-Semitism, anti-Israel hostility in this country, of all places, as well as the Western world developing, it is a cancer that can be terminal in a very real sense. So it was an important time, and I'm gratified that it's finally being recognized at the highest levels in the United States.
Well, and in the government, taking attention to this is key because it has to be stopped. As you said, it cannot be terminal. The Lord tells us in His Word He's not going to allow the Jews to be wiped out. And that's, of course, the ultimate aim of anti-Semitism. And it's not only from the citizens of the United States of America, but some of the elected officials, political leaders, are speaking against the Jewish people as well in their radical rhetoric.
Yes, and when they do that, they're contributing to three phases of this phenomenon, anti-Semitism, that we need to address. Absolutely must. Because what we're seeing, Jimmy, is this. Number one, hate-filled rants against Israel and the Jewish people produces violence. First it's words, then it's blood. We've seen all this before, and we should have learned from it, but we're forgetting as a nation, as a people, and we need desperately to be reminded. Look, we've had violence that has been produced out of this rhetoric of hate in Charlottesville, Pittsburgh, California, and even at the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C., Jimmy, we've had an attack from a Holocaust denier. Secondly, in the classrooms and campuses of America, and this was dealt with also in this conference, that what we're having developed in the hate-filled actions that are taking place in classrooms and campuses now, it's a reflection, you know this very well, the Palestinian Authority in Israel indoctrinates their children at the lowest level. They start to get the minds of the young. And we were seeing that on the campuses and in classrooms. And also, number three, we have this anti-Israel propaganda and acts against the state, divestiture and isolation that is so devastating. And it made me think of the sort of subtle manifestation of the Kristallnacht when the fascists were destroying Jewish businesses, that we can't do business with Jews. And here in America, people saying we can't do business and we can't contribute to the wealth and the abilities of Israel, really, to serve the world in the way only they can. So all of these things on the table, and they must be addressed.
You know, I was reading the article about this summit and noticed that in attendance were a bunch of representatives of the Jewish organizations here in America. And I think that was key because these people need to realize what the potential for danger of their lives here in this land might be.
Exactly. Bottom line is this. The big question, the huge question, the compelling question actually is why? Why anti-Semitism? Why hate Israel? What have the Jewish people done to be tracked across the centuries and the millennia and marked for destruction? And this is where you come in and your ministry comes in. And those who propagate biblically based prophetic themes understand only, and this is the only place you'll get your information, what Scripture declares history will manifest. And that's exactly what we're seeing develop here. Because rationally, humanly speaking, you can't hate Israel. You can't hate the Jewish people. They've contributed more to your life and mine, Jimmy. And by the way, they've given us our Savior. And what would a world look like today without the Jew? That's a compelling question. It's only answered if you understand prophecy and where the end times are headed. God declares it, history will manifest it.
You know, I remember often being with you when you would speak at the NRB, National Religious Broadcasters. We'd have a special time to honor Israel. And you always brought out, you know, what would this world be without a Jewish Savior, a Jewish Messiah, Jesus Christ? And you did it so lovingly, even the Jewish people there could not get upset with you at all. And in fact, that is the bottom line. We must educate today the young and the old. That's the problem, isn't it?
That's the problem. And when you have, as we have recently, a high school or middle school, I forget which, principal, who is saying that he doubts the reality of the Holocaust, for example, when we have that kind of thing happening among our young people and our children, Jimmy, it's mind-boggling that that would even be a question. But we must get the hearts and the minds of our children, our young people, the people on our campuses, the people across America to understand that the mandate to believers and free people is to love the Jewish people and to support the land of Israel and the rights that God has given them in that land. That's the mandate that we must incorporate into the lives of our children. It's a shame that we're not seeing it more succinctly worked out in our churches and in our institutions.
I was glad to see that school principal was fired because of that stand he took on the Holocaust. One more question for you, Elwood. You know, the Bible talks about prophecy as it relates to the Jewish people, and that probably is the main focus for most of Bible prophecy. Zechariah chapter 13, verse 8 mentions there will be another Holocaust worse than the first one back in World War II. And that Holocaust during the tribulation period, killing 2 out of every 3 Jews, that would number over 8 million Jews killed in the future. And so, as you said, not only educating the Christian and their responsibility to the Jew, but we need to educate the Jew that he or she needs to receive Jesus Christ the Messiah before it's too late, don't we?
Well, yes, we do. That's the answer. Look, I can speak for myself. I met him in 1948 on my knees in Romulus, Michigan. When I went down on my knees, Elwood McQuaid, I came to know Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And I say it this way for myself, Jimmy. One day I met a Jew. He changed my life. He transformed my eternity. I owe him everything. And the privilege of sending back to the Jewish people love that comes from the heart of true Christians to their hearts in the message of the Messiah, that's our mandate.
That is our mandate. And by the way, I met him on my knees on December the 23rd, 1951, as an 11-year-old boy. Boy, that Savior has been mine since then and will be forever as well.
Well, Dr. Elwood McQuaid and Dr. Jimmy DeYoung, two warriors of the faith that are now in heaven together looking at what's happening. Paul, you know, as we listen to this, I know that you know what they're saying is so true today. Anti-Semitism is very rampant. We keep our eyes on the Jewish people and, you know, all the things that Dr. McQuaid talked about very passionately is coming to fruition today in this world. So, Paul, where can people find your information?
Well, thanks, Jimmy. People can always go to FOI.org, our main webpage. And for my personal materials with my ministry within Friends of Israel, including the interviews I mentioned that I've done with Dr. Doug Bookman, along with many other resources, they can go to sermonaudio.com/PSCHARF, And Jimmy, it's always great to be on here with you. Thank you so much.
Paul, thank you so much. And, you know, at the end of the program today, a look at the book, I'm bringing back another interview, very passionate interview between Dr. Jimmy DeYoung and Dr. Elwood McQuaid as they talk about their love for Jerusalem in the past, today, in the present, and God's plan for Jerusalem in the future. And stick around for that. But Paul, thank you so much. We'll look forward to hearing some of what you talked about at the conference in the next coming weeks.
Thanks, Jimmy. God bless.